Hey everyone, Tim Holland here, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and welcome back to another episode of Asterisk Growth Strategies for Jewelers Asterisk. If you're tuning in, you already know the core question we're always digging into. How do jewelers grow their revenue, maintain their margins, create an unforgettable brand, and keep their VIP customers coming back for life? Today, I want to talk about something that often flies under the radar, but can dramatically impact all of those goals: visual merchandising. I call it the silent salesperson, because the truth is, your display cases and your store layout are working for you every single minute your doors are open. But if you're like most independent jewelers I speak with, your cases look like a sea of velvet, stuff so full of inventory that it's basically visual noise, bridal rings grouped by vendor instead of style, cases that haven't changed since 2015. And while you might be pouring money into SEO, Google Ads, or Meta Ads to get people in the door, if your visual merchandising isn't on point, you're basically pouring those marketing dollars down the drain. Recent retail data shows that effective in-store displays can boost sales by up to 30%, sometimes even more. On the flip side, poor visual merchandising costs retailers billions every year. So let's talk about how to fix that. First up, stop stuffing your cases. There's this pervasive myth that if a piece isn't in the case, it won't sell. So jewelers cram every single item they own into their displays. But here's the problem. When you overwhelm customers with too much, their eyes just glaze over. They don't focus on any one piece. Worse, it cheapens your product. Think about luxury brands like Rolex or Cartier. How many watches do you see in their window? Two or three, tops? They use white space strategically to elevate the perceived value of each item, and you can do the same. I visited a jeweler in the Southeast last year who had over 400 pieces crammed into 8 cases. We pulled 40% of that inventory out and into the safe. Within 60 days, their average transaction value went up 18%. No new inventory, just better presentation. White space isn't wasted space. It's a strategic tool. Now, once you've cleared out the clutter, you need to merchandise with intention. That's where the 20-40-40 rule comes in. This is a good, better, best display approach. Your top 20%, the highest margin, most desirable pieces, get prime real estate, standing alone as your hero items. These are the pieces that should stop a customer in their tracks. The next 40% are your strong sellers, grouped in trays holding 3 to 5 items. And the final 40% are entry-level or volume pieces displayed in larger groups to show variety without clutter. This approach tells your customers what's most important before you even say a word. And it naturally helps your sales team focus on the best pieces first, increasing your average ticket without extra training. Here's another big one. Stop organizing, bridal by vendor. This is a hill I will die on. When customers come in looking for an engagement ring, they aren't thinking about your vendors, they're thinking about style. They want a classic solitaire, a halo, a vintage-inspired ring. Grouping rings by vendor forces customers to bounce around from case to case, creating friction. And friction, it kills sales. Instead, organize bridal by style, put all solitaires together, all halos together, all vintage styles together. It makes it easier for customers to compare and decide. Sure, your vendor reps might want their own case, but remember, your customers pay your rent, not your reps. Make this switch and you'll see your close rate improve fast. Now let's talk about controlling the comparison. This is what I call the Goldilocks principle. When you're showing a customer a $5,000 ring, don't just show them rings priced between $4,500 and $5,500. Show them a $12,000 ring first. This creates an anchor. The expensive option makes the $5,000 ring feel more reasonable and accessible. Merchandising your cases to reflect this means placing the highest price piece at the back of the case on the tallest stand and your target piece right at eye level in the center. The customer's eye moves naturally from the anchor to the target, and the comparison does the selling for you. This isn't manipulation. It's smart merchandising that every luxury retailer uses. Finally, let's talk about your window display. Your window is your billboard. It's the first thing people see, and it should be changing regularly, at least once a month. Tie it to seasons, holidays, local events. Valentine's Day? Start telling a love story 2 weeks ahead. Prom season? Feature your fashion jewelry front and center, and here's a tip. Take photos of every window display and track your foot traffic and sales alongside it. This data helps you understand what works and what doesn't. So to wrap up, your visual merchandising is making or breaking your sales every day, quietly but powerfully. Clear the clutter. Use intentional display rules like 20-40-40, organize bridal by style, control the customer's comparison with smart anchoring, and never neglect your window display. If you want to dive deeper into strategies that actually grow your jewelry business, head over to deepearthmkt.com. While you're there, follow Deep Earth Marketing on your favorite social channels for more tips, insights, and real-world advice. Thanks for listening to Asterisk Growth Strategies for Jewelers Asterisk. I'm Tim Holland, and I'll catch you next time. Keep shining out there.